This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey, Mishnah Zayin. As is the case with any other earthenware utensil, the halacha is that if an earthenware oven, a tana or a kira, contracts ritual impurity, the only way to purify the oven is to break it. As the Pasuk in Shemini states, tana v'chirayim yutots. If it's a tana or a kira that became tameh, then it shall be broken. The Mishnah here discusses tana shenitma keitzer metar naso. If an earthenware oven became tameh, how much must it be broken? What's the minimal amount to break it that would purify it? Meaning, let's say the person seeks to use the tanner again and he needs it to be tahar. The question is, what's the minimum that he has to do for it to be considered halachically broken so that all the pieces will be tahar and then he could fuse them back together and have a tahar tanner again? The Mishnah says, Cholkol shlosha. He should divide the oven into three parts by cutting it in three places from top to bottom. And we'll see later that if a tanner was cut up, but one of the remaining pieces constitutes more than half of the tanur, then that piece would retain the classification as a tanur and would still be tameh. So if the person merely cuts the tanur in half, well, then you're presumably one half is larger than the other, so one of those halves will be a majority of the tanner, and so will still be tameh. Therefore, the Mishnah says, cut it in three pieces, and if those pieces are about the same, then none of them is the majority of the tanner, and therefore none of the pieces will be tameh any longer. This first tanner says it's not enough to cut the tanner itself, the actual earthenware walls, into three pieces, but v'gorer es hatfela is to also cut into the surrounding very thick layer of clay that was added to the tanurim to insulate them. And achiyehe ba'aretz yalsta has to make the cut all the way to the ground. It's not enough to make a cut from top to bottom. You know, most of the way down, he has to completely cut it to the ground. And again, that outer layer of clay as well. For if he doesn't take those additional steps, this first tana argues, we can't view the pieces as truly separate from one another, and therefore it would still remain with the tumma status. The Mishnah continues with a different opinion of Ymer Omer. Ymer said, Eino tzarch ligro es hatfela. It's not necessary to make the cut even through the thick surrounding layer of clay. He just has to cut the earthenware walls of the oven itself. Lo achiyehe ba'aretz. Nor is it necessary to make the cut all the way until the ground. Rather, as long as he cuts into the earthenware walls themselves to the point that there does not remain a height of 4 tfachim of the oven that's not cut, then that is sufficient. The minimal tanner has a height of 4 tfachim. Rimer holds that as soon as we're at the point that you don't have remaining 4 tfachim of uncut height of the tanner, it no longer has the halachic status of a tanur, and so at that point already, the tumah would depart. The Mishnah presents an opinion that's a more strict than either opinion presented so far, even more strict than the first opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, and not only is it necessary to cut even into the outer coating and make the cut all the way to the ground, but tzarach lasio, he has to actually separate the pieces. Can't just, you know, make those cuts all the way to the ground and then, you know, seal up the cuts. No, he has to first separate the pieces from each other, and only then is it considered a truly broken tanur that would no longer be tameh. The Mishnah now clarifies the point that we mentioned earlier. That is, first of all, chokol shnayim echad gadol ve'echad katan. If the person only separated the tanur to two sections, but he didn't cut it exactly in half, you have one larger piece, one smaller one. The larger piece, which comprises the majority of the tanner, remains tameh. Smaller piece is tahar. So this is the halacha that we mentioned, which is that if a majority of the tanner remains, then that majority piece has the status still of a tanner and therefore is subject to the tumah of tanner. And the Mishnah continues, even cutting the oven into three pieces won't necessarily purify all of the pieces. The Mishnah says, Chalko l'shlosha echad godol kishnayim, if he cut the tanner into three pieces. But one of the three was more than half of the oven, And so, of course, you're larger than the other two pieces, each much less than half of the oven. The halacha is hagadol tamei, that larger piece. And so, once again, it comprises more than half rov of the tanner, remains tamei, shnai mektanim tahor. The other two pieces are tahar, and thus, the only way to ensure that all of the pieces of the cut-up oven are purified is to cut in a way that none of the pieces is more than half of the tanner.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.